Vocal few. That would be, the vocal few.
It's 6 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah, good morning, Steve-O and Mitch. And that's actually Matt McDonald from The Classic Crime.
Yes.
And his lovely wife.
I like that.
I was wondering things right here because I was just trying to get ready and... Ah-ha-ha! Our buttons weren't working.
There you go.
Yeah. Again, 6:07.
Good morning.
Hi.
Yeah.
Welcome. How you doing, Mitch?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Suffered a little bit of sleep.
Why?
Because the wind.
Oh. I thought it was because you were so excited because you were going to get the new Bieber today.
I'm not going to lie. It's probably the second thing I thought about this morning.
What was the first thing you thought about?
How my bladder's full.
Oh, wow.
Why did you ask?
I don't know. I was expecting it to be something profound.
Nope. Do you think of anything profound the first thing you do in the morning? What?
First thing I thought of this morning was... I can't think of anything funny.
See? It's too early.
Yep.
Our eyes are still half shut.
Yeah.
Right now. They're like, what?
Yeah.
How did I even get here?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know.
Mm-hmm. See, somebody drove you, so must be nice.
No, I probably would have woken up if I had driven. Instead, I just took it easy in the passenger seat.
This morning was one of those mornings where the alarm went off, and then I turned it off and laid there for a minute. I'm just going to lay 30? Here for an extra minute, be totally, totally cool. And then all of a sudden, I freaked out because I had to race to work.
Oh, cool. I used that app that we bought.
Yeah.
And it worked great. I changed the song, so.
See, I changed the song. It did nothing for me this morning.
Oh.
I woke up to like the song buzzing saying, no, this is the time to get up.
Yeah,
like,
it says,
why would you do that to me?
Well, because that means it's already went off previously.
Yeah, whatever.
If it's vibrating,
allegedly.
That means.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah, it probably did.
I don't know.
I had.
I'm starting to wonder. I'm starting to question this app thing that we got.
I think you just need to give it a rest, okay?
Ah,
cool.
I need
get
to
it?
Rest, huh? Yeah, no, I know. I get that. So, anyways.
That was my joke in the morning.
Yeah, good job. It's way too early. Way too early.
Yeah.
So, good morning, everyone.
Yes.
Rise and shine.
Get coffee?
Yes.
Lots of coffee.
Mm-hmm. Kai Kai right now, knowing this. Static Radio. Talks Restless Soul right here on Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch.
Hello.
Hanging out with you.
Yes.
6:22 now. It's Thursday, right?
I was about to say, no, it's Wednesday. No, it's Thursday.
Oh, thank you, Lord,
yes.
For this day, because it's one day closer to the weekend.
Oh! You have to end that song.
That was my jam.
Yeah, that was good.
My song.
Amen to
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So, it is Thursday. I'm excited. I've been preparing for this coming weekend. My pastor's been doing this series on The Walking Dead.
Right.
Yeah.
I heard about that.
So, he's wrapping it up with a Q&A of sorts.
And are you answering?
I'm answering, yeah.
Ooh.
We've been getting a lot of questions. And so, I got my four that I actually get to study and prepare for ahead of time. And then we're going to get audience questions then.
That's cool.
Yeah, right?
That's scary, too. I always think it's scary.
Well, it's like Shock Therapy Live.
True.
Right.
People can just now see your reaction.
That's exactly what I thought in the car on the way to work. What if I hear something that I don't agree with? What if I don't like a question? Or what if I don't like an answer? It's a panel. You know what I mean? So there's a few of us. Or what if I don't agree? What if... Because normally I'll just look at Nate and give him a funny look and then we... argue on the air and it's funny, but
that'd
be interesting.
That's scary because people are asking you because they want an answer, not because they want to watch two people fight over the actual answer.
Right?
So it's like, oh, they don't know either.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's hard because I would want to fight too. I'd be like, no, probably not actually.
So the good news is it's mostly going to be hey, what does the Bible say about this? And those are easier because it's like, oh, cool.
Bible.
Here's what the Bible says. Doesn't matter what my opinion is. So
yeah.
So I've been preparing for that, getting ready.
I'm going to assume your opinion about what the Bible says is that it's correct.
Well, of course. Yeah.
Because you said, this is what the Bible says. Doesn't matter what my opinion is.
Ah.
Which means your opinion differs.
Matter. No, my opinion doesn't matter. Well, no. It's just that it doesn't matter what I say or what I think or what I feel or what I believe or what I know to be true.
Do you want to fight over this?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's too
I'm
early.
I'm done, actually.
I've come to realize I'm dependent on coffee.
Yeah, you really are.
Yeah.
And so am I. Don't worry.
Yeah. I've got a story that correlates with that we're going to talk about here in just a second. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
It was nice to see you yesterday.
It was nice to see you yesterday.
Why are you in monotone right now?
He's sad, dude. Let's be honest. Thu is leaving.
Yes, I am.
Thu is rolling away.
Thu.
Yeah.
I am heading to the land of... just another place, I guess.
The land of another place.
The land of...
The magical land of another place.
Hey, I hear you're taking opinions. So I'm calling in.
Yeah.
Cool.
What's your opinion?
Well, they say, opinions are like apples.
Yeah. Everyone eats one. Did I lose him?
I got nothing.
Oh.
Opinions are like apples. That's deep.
Yeah.
That's so
They come
funny.
In red or green? I don't know.
Well, all right. Take care, guys.
Like, I don't know where to go. Maybe he doesn't eat apples.
And with that, he's out. Oh, so here's what I wanted to talk about this morning. I have come to the conclusion, the realization that I am dependent upon coffee in the morning.
Yes.
I don't like getting my morning going without coffee. It's true. As I see Steve Harmon in the background lifting his tall glass of coffee.
Yeah.
Of coffee. And so obviously we're not super fans of getting the morning going without some coffee. And I think we have become dependent upon things. So the question is, what are you dependent on? On Monday, a 47-year-old woman in Massachusetts drove onto a golf course where she, found people golfing at the time.
That's good.
Right? And crashed into a sand trap.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you crash into that?
Well, because she was in her car, not a golf cart.
Oh, okay.
She was in her car.
Okay.
And drove onto the course and crashed into a sand trap.
Well, that was dumb.
Yep. 47-year-old Patricia Malone of Uxbridge, Massachusetts, drove her green Buick onto the golf course. She ended up plowing right into a sand trap. When the cops got there, she told them, quote, her GPS told her to turn left.
Oh, that's...
So she did.
Man, if I turned right every time a GPS told me to, I'd be dead.
This is the best part of the story. She says, quote, my GPS told me to turn left.
The way you're talking makes me feel like there's something else involved.
So I kept driving left. Quote, I don't even like golf.
Oh, never mind. You're off the hook.
So the police said, whew. I'm sorry. Could you repeat that? They had another reason for her driving issues. They did not believe that she was actually truly that dependent upon her GPS. More so possibly the 11 shots of vodka that she had.
Oh, that yeah. is that. No, that's dangerous.
Yeah. The cops found a large Burger King cup filled with alcohol in her car.
Oh.
So she was literally drinking and driving.
Yeah.
There were actually people golfing when she crashed through the course. Fortunately, no one was hurt. She obviously was arrested for drunk driving, negligent driving, having in an open container, driving with a suspended license. But, yeah.
What time of the day was this? Was it early morning?
5:45 p.m.
Oh,
so it was when the cheap people were golfing, because that's when I golf, because it's usually twilight hours, so they give you, like, a
and
cheaper
And it's hotter.
Round. Yeah, so they'll give you, like, a cheaper rate, because it's like, hey, you're not going to get to play all 18 because it's going to get dark. Unless you're me and Steve, and then you play with neon yellow balls, and you just play through.
You're just going for it.
We've really done that before.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you see where you're supposed to hit it?
I think that was around the time when we decided, like, okay, you know what? Maybe we should call it, because you really couldn't see much of anything after that. It got quite dark.
Yeah.
So
twilight hours.
Right.
Believe it or not, it's not just a book or a movie.
Right.
It's a real thing.
So the big question is, what are you dependent upon? Apparently, sans the 11 shots of vodka, this woman was way too dependent upon her GPS because it told her to turn left, and she turned left.
She did.
Of course, she immediately turned left right into a golf course and crashed into it. But I've come to the realization I am super dependent upon coffee. Like, I need coffee to get the day going. And on the weekends, if I don't have coffee, little coffee headache. I get those. Do you
really?
Get those?
Yeah. Really? Honestly, I don't. Not
we
coffee.
Drink coffee. Yeah.
Not coffee headaches. More so caffeine headaches.
Right.
So I have to go straight for the DP.
The DP.
Dr. Pepper.
Ah.
Well, there you go. Dr. Pepper.
On the weekends or week, I've never seen you drink
all
a
the
Dr.
Time.
Pepper.
Really?
Yeah.
I've... Oh man, it's my go-to drink.
Really?
Yeah, but that's not what I'm actually dependent on because I can get away from that. What's weird is I'm dependent upon routine. So right now my life is in shambles.
Yeah.
I don't have a routine.
You don't, no.
I go home and I'm like, must stay awake, need to sleep, need to sleep, need to sleep.
Take a nap, make that your routine.
Yeah.
Sleep for an hour.
Sleep for 3 hours.
Yeah, I know. You're not a super quick nap person.
No, I'm not. Once I'm out, I'm out.
Yeah. 47-year-old woman crashed her car into a sand trap on a golf course. Because her GPS told her to turn left.
She was a bit dependent on it.
Slightly dependent upon her GPS to tell her what to do. So, what are you dependent upon? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Or, of course, 505-338-3700, the phone number. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Well... There is a Bosca fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, so don't go there. Highway 313 at Tramway and Roy, there's more of it at Sandia Lakes Road and El Camino Real. I don't know the statistics and what's been taken over and if it's contained or not, but it's there and I can definitely smell it. There's also a closed road due to construction on Manal at 12th. Lots of construction on Manal. Let's see. Road construction, right lane closed, Eubank Boulevard and Central. And that's pretty much your look at traffic.
All right, today's traffic sponsored by Car Crafters. Car Crafters, collision mechanical glass. 600 Montaño Road Northeast. Car Crafters, 505-881-8889. That's 505-881-8889 or carcrafters.com. And we thank Car Crafters for sponsoring this hour of Static Radio.
Yes.
Yeah, hey, if you would like to sponsor traffic, the phone number is simple. It's 505-344-9146. You can ask for Darren. Local businesses out there.
Yes.
We could always use your support. Oh. And,
Or you can email, right?
Yeah, or you can email.
At studio@mystaticradio.com.
I'm like, why are you staring at me? Just say it, bro.
Because I was saying mystaticradio@studio.com, and that's not right. It's studio@mystaticradio.com.
All right. Here, let's take this.
Okay.
Static.
Hey, good morning, Steve-O.
Morning.
Hey, I just wanted to say thank you for the T-shirt. I got it a couple days ago, and so I just want to say thank you.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah. When I got it, it reminded me of that day when we were having the Static, what was it, Static 500 or something like that?
Yeah, man.
And I was thinking that morning, like, I remember you saying, you know, pray about it. I prayed, and I said, God, you know, I really want to. I know my funds are low. But I remember I was saying, I really want to give to this radio station. I listen to you guys every morning, and I praise God for you guys. And so I prayed about it, and, you know, God just said, you know, I'll provide. I always provide. And so I said, I'm going to do it because I love to listen to these guys, and I know it's a ministry.
Dude, and, right on.
Yeah, and then that when I got the T-shirt, it brought me back to that, and I was like, you know, I didn't even struggle. Like, it was no problem for me to give. It was a good thing, and I didn't even think about it. I didn't even. It was just like God provided anyway. You know.
Yeah, man.
So, But I just want to say thank you guys for everything you guys are doing. So,
wow, thank you so much for that testimony and for helping out Static, man. That's incredible.
Yeah, that's good.
Right on. Well, thanks for listening, right, man. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
All right, man.
Bye.
Ah, the adventures of giving.
Oh, I see. I see where you're going.
See what I did there?
Yes, if you want to give, mystaticradio.com/nothing. Yeah. There's just a donate button there.
There's just a donate button on the main page. But, dude, thanks to everybody who has helped out. Thanks to CarCrafters who sponsored this hour of Static Radio. And
yeah,
it's been incredible. And, yeah, you can continue to be a part of the ministry and help us out because we're listener supported.
Yes.
Yeah. So, hey, as we talked about being dependent upon things, we're dependent upon listener support.
Yes.
In order to keep going.
There you go.
So, there it is. Static.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Bull Boy from Cruises.
What's cracking, guys?
What up?
Hey, man, dependency. Man, you know what? I depend on God first and foremost.
Yes.
For everything, every morning. You know, you got to do that, and you got to always be in tune. And you know, I think... I don't know if this is going to sound weird, but I'm dependent on my wife and kids.
Word?
You know what I mean? It's like, man, I love them like more than anything, you know? And it's like, and they really keep me on my grind and keep me going, man. I love them, and I'm dependent on their love. And yeah, man, that's what's up.
There it is.
Yep.
And that's what's up.
Hey, Steve-O, did you get that email? I sent you an email yesterday.
Stop it. Are you serious?
It's the milk in my sippy cup.
Oh, I'm gonna have to check. I don't know if I got it.
Dude, it's a little baby. Dude, this guy, he's awesome. He makes, he records all the sounds his kid makes, like with the toys, and he makes it into a beat, and then he makes it look like, he makes like a little rap to it.
Dude, I will totally dig that up. All right.
Dude, it is crazy. The insane. My son showed me yesterday, man. Check it out.
All right. Will do.
Hey, and I'm depending on you guys.
Oh, yeah. Later. All right, later. Pool Boy from Cruises. 505-338-3700. The phone number. What are you dependent upon? On Monday, a 47-year-old woman in Massachusetts drove onto a golf course where people were golfing at the
yes.
time and immediately crashed into a sand trap. And when the cops got there, she told them she'd gone that way because her GPS told her to.
We need to clarify that she was not in a golf cart.
She was not. No, she was driving.
In
she was driving
car.
In her car and drove onto a golf course and plowed right into a sand trap. Of course, she happened to also have 11 shots of vodka in her at the time.
That's a slight dependency.
So I'm thinking that it may be a little less dependent upon the GPS and a little more, just kind of woo. But what are you dependent upon? Because I highly doubt anyone follows GPS directions that blindly. But 505-338-3700 or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
That was /mystaticradio.
That's right. I'm not dependent upon you or anybody. Just my GPS.
That's what she was saying.
That's what she was saying, right?
Yes.
Until she crashed into a sand trap.
That's like worst case scenario.
Yeah. So what are you dependent upon?
No, it's not worst case scenario.
Truth.
Shana, I think it's Shana, on Facebook says, faith and prayer. What am I a little too dependent on? Probably the internet and being able to instantly look something up.
Oh, dude.
Amen to that.
Yeah, I actually have a story that goes hand in hand with that. We'll talk about that coming up in a minute.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
JD says, I'm with Mitch, so he's with me.
Yeah.
Coffee, and if by some horrible means of random events to where I don't receive it, then I have to get my hands on some Dr. Pepper.
Wow.
And Dr. Pepper.
So caffeine really is.
Caffeine.
Yeah.
But the thing is, there's times where I'm like, I haven't had Dr. Pepper in at least 2 days. I start craving the taste. I miss the taste.
Really?
It's a problem. It's a problem. I don't. Yeah. It's been a problem for like 8 years.
You need to start disciplining yourself to say no to things.
But I'm nothing like that girl. Remember that story we read a long time ago where that girl died of just drinking Coke?
Yeah.
Not like that.
No, yeah. That was like up to 12 liters a day.
Yeah, no.
You know what? The funny thing is people talk, we're talking about dependency on things,
yes,
you know, like your GPS system or you dependent upon the DP. And isn't that one of the stages of like being an addict? Because you're like, I'm not as bad as that girl. That girl died.
Dang it. I did.
I'm totally. I could go at least 17 hours without it.
At least. And you know what? If I wanted to quit,
I probably could. You're an addict. You need to quit. You need to stop drinking Dr. Pepper so much.
You know what? I think I'm fine. I think I have this under control.
Yeah.
So, thanks for caring, though.
505-338-3700, the phone number. What are you dependent upon? Well, you can also chime in, of course, at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Got to take a quick break. Coming right back, Wild Sweet Orange. And, of course, more of your phone calls and Facebook comments right after this. Static Radio.
Static Radio.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. It is Thursday.
7:04 a.m.
Except not, because it's still 6:58.
What? What?
Your stupid computer's way too fast. You are totally too dependent upon that computer time.
6:58 in the morning and not 7:04. What the heck? I've been confused
this whole time.
It's really 6:58.
Yeah, it is.
That's depressing.
Just before 7 o'clock now. And if you're just joining us, we were talking about a woman who drove her car into a sand trap on a golf course. And it wasn't just because she's a woman driver this time.
Oh, wow. Really? Yes. Really?
Woo!
No.
No. It's too early for those kind of jokes.
That was uncalled for. I'm a great driver.
Are you really?
I've never been in an accident.
Is it because you've never drive? I don't think I've ever seen you behind the wheel of a car. You're usually in the passenger seat. Kelly drives you everywhere.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If I'm like not in the mood to complain about his driving, then I'm like, let me drive. You don't want me in the passenger seat. And if I think that I'm going to be late, I'll drive.
Wow. That's so my wife. That is so Chrissy. Anytime it's like Sunday morning, if we're running a little late for church,
let me drive.
She has to drive.
Yeah.
I will drive. I'm like, why? Why can't I?
Because you drive like grandpa.
No, I don't drive like grandpa. I drive the speed limit on the right lane.
Grandpa.
Whatever.
In the right lane. Do you know how bad that is for your brakes? What? In the right lane?
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the rumor? Or that's what you've heard?
Because you're stopping every 4 seconds for someone to turn very slowly into a parking lot.
Okay. I'm going to go with that because I don't have time to argue with you right now because we're doing something else.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm totally going
to get to that story today because actually there has been a new study that shows that my form of driving is 1,000 times better than yours.
Probably not because you're constantly slowing down and then speeding up.
No!
Okay.
We'll talk about it later. All right. On Monday, a 47-year-old woman in Massachusetts drove onto a golf course where people were golfing at the time and promptly crashed into a sand trap. Yeah, she was rocking her green Buick, drove it onto the golf course, plowed right into a sand trap, and when the cops got there, which, of course they did.
Oh, they did.
She told them, quote, her GPS told her to turn left, so she kept driving left, straight onto the golf course, and my favorite quote from her is this, I don't even like golf.
Well, then what?
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. You can go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude. That's a poor thing.
I've always made that joke that what if I did turn left here, guys? Wouldn't that be funny? And then she really did it.
That's how dependent she was on her GPS and or the 11 shots of vodka they found in her system probably contributed to the negligence of her driving.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. No. Actually, yeah, there were people golfing when she crashed through the course. There was no one hurt, which is good, but she was arrested, obviously, for drunk driving, negligent driving, having an open
It's that time again, and there's the fire in Bosque, so careful over there. I guess I can get some info on that. Right now, there's closed due to road construction at Manal and 12th, and more road construction right lane closed at Eubank between Central and I-40. Let's see. I guess I can look at this. The fire in Bosque is estimated over 100 acres to be burned.
Wow.
Yeah. 30 to 40 structures are being threatened, but there are no structures reported lost. So that's good. Keep praying for that.
Yeah.
It's 70% contained, according to the Sandoval County. The west side of the river is, anyway. The east side of the river is still 0% contained.
0%?
Yes.
Wow.
So be praying for this, because yeah, we have like five fires right now.
And if you can steer clear of that area, absolutely steer clear of that area, yes, because it's kind of crazy out there.
Yes.
So there you go.
Yes, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic sponsored by Car Crafters. Car Crafters, Collision Mechanical Glass, 600 Montaño Road Northeast. Car Crafters, 505-881-8889. That's 505-881-8889 or carcrafters.com. And yeah, we've been talking about a woman, speaking of Car Crafters, woman crashed her car into a sand trap on a golf course and blamed her GPS. Basically, she was driving. Her GPS said, turn left here. And she said, okay. And turn left right onto a golf course. And yeah, she blamed her GPS for that one. Not the fact that she had 11 shots of vodka before she got behind the wheel.
And some more in her Burger King
cup. And more in her Burger King cup. We're not even going to get into that one right now. But yeah, it got us onto an interesting topic of technology and how dependent we are upon things.
Yes. So,
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, the phone number, or of course 505-338-3700 if you'd like to chime in. What are you totally dependent upon?
I'd say one thing that people don't realize that they're dependent on, it has to do with technology,
yeah,
but Facebook in regards to birthdays.
Oh, dude. Right?
Yeah. No one knows anyone's birthday.
I actually know people's birthdays.
Me too.
Because, yeah, well, see, you were a front desk person and you had to see everybody's birthdays coming through.
Yeah, but I even know my friends' birthdays and they're like, so, wait, when's so-and-so's birthday? I'm like, oh, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, I hate that I just knew that.
So whose birthday is today?
Today is June 21st.
June 21st.
I don't know anyone with that birthday.
Really?
Really.
I know a lot of people with that birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
Prince William.
Oh, of course. Of course I knew that.
Today's his birthday.
I can't believe I forgot that.
Of course. You should know that. How old do you think he is?
Prince William, he's gotta be at least 32.
30.
Oh.
The receding hairline throws you off.
That's why I guessed higher.
You won't remember this and it'll make me sad, but Family Ties?
Nope.
TV show?
Nope.
With Michael J. Fox? No?
No, I don't remember that.
Alex Keaton?
Nope. That was
his, no, okay. Michael Gross and Meredith Baxter, they played the mom and the dad. Today is actually both of their birthday.
Ah.
And they're the same age, 65. Also, Juliette Lewis, born on this day.
Juliette? How did I not
She's
know
an
that?
Actress, Juliette Lewis?
Yeah.
In such films as... They're not really good ones. Natural Born Killers, Cape Fear... Nothing.
Why do you know this?
Because it's Juliette Lewis and it's on the paper that's in front of me.
Oh, okay.
Ray Davies.
Oh.
Singer, songwriter, guitarist, and lead singer of the Kinks.
That's the pretty much the only one I've really recognized, except for Prince William.
Okay. See if there's anybody else you would actually recognize on this list. Chris Allen?
Yeah.
American Idol 2009?
Wow.
No?
So cool. Happy birthday.
Yeah, no?
Nope.
No? Mm-mm. Okay. You know what?
Happy birthday, guys. Don't be upset that I don't know them. Do you know them?
I didn't know a lot of them, actually.
But I'm glad it's their birthday. Happy birthday to them. Congratulations.
And if it's your birthday, happy birthday to you too. Something like that.
You made it.
Yeah. Speaking of, technology.
Yes.
Which, by the way, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. If you'd like to chime in on the conversation, we're talking about being so dependent upon technology. And we are, apparently.
We really are.
I was reading this article, and this last Sunday, Rodney King passed away.
Yeah.
Rodney King?
Yes, yes. Okay. I had to really think about it. Yes.
See?
I know who that is.
Yeah. Rodney King, 47 years old. He was found dead in his swimming pool.
That's so sad.
Yeah, that was sad. And this is sad as well. Apparently, his death, about an hour after it was announced, Rodney King passed away. The number one trend on Twitter?
Yeah. Well,
who's Rodney King?
Aww.
Yeah.
why is that a trend? That means people are just like hashtagging it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, people were asking, who is Rodney King? Says one person, tweeted that. Is it bad that IDK who Rodney King is? Because I don't. Who is Rodney King again? I forgot. Serious tweet. Same thing I want to know. Carolina girl tweeted. I'm not going to lie, y'all. I don't know who Rodney King is.
You think they just look it up? Because, okay, this could bring more awareness to everything that what happened, what, 20 years ago?
Yeah, let's see. 1992. Yeah.
Well, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
12.
It's good.
Two.
Carry the one. Wait, no, carrying the one. Okay. Yeah.
Get out your phone.
Yeah. 92. Yeah. 20 years.
Use a calculator on your
20
phone.
Years. Raymond King, a self-described semi-pro gamer, wrote on Twitter, I don't know who Rodney King is, but we share the same last name.
Oh.
Yeah. Good. So his death wasn't the first to baffle Twitter users. Television icon Dick Clark. Dick Clark?
People didn't know who he was?
You know who Dick Clark is?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. I'm proud of you. Author Ray Bradbury. Fahrenheit 451?
Nope.
No?
No, I think we went over this, and I think someone said, who's... You don't know who that is? And I said, no. And then that same thing came out.
These were all top trends on Twitter. BG singer Robin Gibb, disco queen Donna Summer, CBS News interviewer Mike Wallace, Where the Wild Things Are, Maurice Sendak, BC Boy rapper MCA.
That's heartbreaking.
Yeah!
Heartbreaking.
And hairdresser Vidal Sassoon. But all top trends this year when they passed away. Because, number one, people had no idea who they were.
That is really sad.
And, so here's usually how it goes. Number one, the death is reported. Number two, news of the death spreads. Number three, name begins trending on Twitter. Number four, name preceded by who is trends on Twitter. And then number five, backlash against ignorant users responsible for who is trend ensues. And that's kind of basically what happens. One person tweeted on Twitter and said, I get the feeling I'm going to be slaughtered for saying this, but who or what was a Robin Gibb? Makes me sad. Makes me sad. I'm serious.
Wow.
Who or what on earth is the Bee Gees? Said one tweet, who is Robin Gibb and why is she trending? Someone wrote.
Robin
Gibb. Yeah, so apparently it's not just death that exposes Twitter's generational divide. Anniversaries of historical news events show it as well. In April, on the 100th anniversary of the Titanic disaster, the social news sharing site Reddit pointed out to a series of tweets from people who did not know the sinking of the Titanic was real. Sue on Twitter wrote, wait. The Titanic really happened? I thought it was just a movie.
Man.
Baby Doe 22 tweeted, guys, the Titanic was real. Hashtag mind blown. This is for real.
I'm confused right now as to people aren't going to know like about the Holocaust anymore.
Yeah.
In fact, there was a documentary where people really didn't.
Yeah.
Like, it was actually a documentary about abortion, but they asked, who was Adolf Hitler?
Mm-hmm.
And people were like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And that became.
And that was a huge thing.
That
people
was a
don't
really
know
big deal.
That was 100 years ago, the Titanic, and they so happened to make a movie out of it.
Yeah, and people thought it was just a film recently when it re-released into movie theaters.
Maybe they were confused because there was that crappy sequel, Titanic 2. Which definitely exists.
Well, what's crazy to me is it doesn't even have to be when you die. This last year when Paul McCartney showed up at the Grammys, people were tweeting. It became a trend. Who are the Beatles?
What?
And who is Paul McCartney? Because he showed up at the Grammys and people had no idea who he was.
What has this world come to?
I'm just saying, as we talk about becoming dependent upon technology, I don't know if this is so much like a generational gap as like an education system gap.
Yeah.
Because historical events like the Holocaust, the sinking of the Titanic, the Civil War, I'm wondering what's going to happen when Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter comes out tomorrow. If people are going to freak out realizing that Abraham Lincoln was actually a president.
Is a vampire?
Right. I'm just saying, have no idea what we're coming to when these are the top trends on Twitter and people have no clue what is going on. So, yeah, not only have we become dependent upon technology, it's also apparently our education system as well, which is why it is so scary when, especially, I think of immediately Christians getting in the news for absolutely stupid reasons.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of times the only form of Christianity people are going to hear.
Yep.
Which is why it is so important to live out your faith daily and not just, you know, go to church on Sunday or whatever, and then, you know, Monday through Saturday I'm going to live however I want to live, because that's not cutting it.
Right. And I feel, I always get really sad when I'm looking up news stories to talk about and be like, hey, this is cool. Most of the stories I see now are, this dumb Christian did this.
Person,
and it's really upsetting.
It's frustrating.
Because those are the ones that are making the news.
Yeah. Absolutely. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We're going to rock some Heath McNeese for you right now. And, yeah, chime in on the conversation. Hang out with us. Heath McNeese, Static Radio. Heath McNeese, song called Natural Disaster Baptism. Good morning. Welcome to the big show.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning. It's 7:30 now, and we were talking originally about a woman who crashed her car into a golf course, into a sand trap. Yeah, we're talking about a big old green Buick crashing into a hole in a golf course.
Yeah, and it's because she was a little dependent on a few things.
Yeah, mainly her GPS and vodka.
We'll say mainly the GPS. It told her to turn left.
Yeah, it told her to turn left, so she turned left immediately. I'm thinking because of the impairment of all the vodka she was drinking, however, that may have contributed to it.
Or she was just being obedient.
Wow. Wow. Amazing. You refuse to admit that it was partially the vodka that you crashed into a golf course, huh? I'm just kidding.
That wasn't me.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio if you'd like to hang out with us, chime in on the conversation. We started talking about this and what we become dependent upon. This woman, obviously, way too dependent upon her GPS. And that got us onto a Twitter conversation. And I was reading the story. And this last Sunday, Rodney King passed away. And it was like, dude, Rodney King, that's crazy. It was 20 years.
He had a rough life.
Yeah. 20 years ago in 92, Los Angeles riots. And big deal.
Yeah.
You would think. Unfortunately, the trend has become when someone dies, one, the death is reported. Two, news of the death spreads. Three, the name begins trending on Twitter. And the reason it begins trending is because people are asking who they are.
Yeah.
On Sunday, Rodney King passed away, and it was followed quickly by Twitter trends of who is Rodney King. People have...
This is Culture Shock. For more, log on to mystaticradio.com.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
That's a Culture Shock. That's a yellow card. And this is Static Radio with Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
And on the phone now, my HLP, Brodus. And or Joey Belleville from the Echoing Green.
HLP.
Yeah. What's up,
that's me. Yo, what up? That's me.
Now, you know, HLP stands for something very special. However, you just called in to share with Mitch something very near and dear to both of your heart right now that's kind of rocking my world in a sense of what?
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Brodus. What are you jamming right now?
Well, I just called and said that I was going to turn on Static Radio, but I couldn't even switch my stereo over from CD to FM because I was too busy rocking the beam.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you. What's your favorite song so far?
Oh man. Okay. So I really like I like All Around the World. That's okay. But I really like what is the kind of dubstepy one?
Yeah. As long as you love.
As long as you love me.
Yes, I love that song.
So good. And I like She Don't Like the Light.
That's right.
And I like Beauty and the Beat.
Beauty and the Beat with Nicki Minaj.
And I like Maria.
Maria is about the girl that said that.
I'm so glad you guys are bringing this up. By the way, we're talking about the new Justin Bieber record for everyone else like me who has no idea what you guys are talking about.
Lies.
You would like the Justin Bieber record because it's not like trying to be like Justin Timberlake. It's definitely more like MJ. Like MJ.
Yeah, dude. No, I've heard it. Chrissy's been rocking it. And so I think the dubsteppy track is probably the only one I would actually admit to saying that one's pretty good.
What about the Jackson 5 one, Die in Your Arms?
Yeah.
Here's my thing.
What about that Maria track?
Here's what I want to say.
All
Billie
about
Jean homage.
Here's what I want to talk about because I was reading this article yesterday and they were like, Justin Biebs getting revenge. And for those that don't know, this last year Justin Bieber was accused of like fathering a child.
Right.
And, you know, it came out that obviously she was lying and it was false and all these horrible things and all these false claims. But then he writes a song.
It's
about her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he can't talk about it with anyone else.
Okay, so he writes this song, and it's like, I got you back, crazy psycho girl who's in love with me, by writing a song about you.
Yeah.
Because that's not what she wanted.
He was undragging his name from the mud, dude. And plus, that girl was cray-cray.
Yeah,
right,
she was.
The last thing you want to do with the cray-cray is write a song. If a girl was...
He's like, girl, agree. You'd be scheming.
Good morning. Welcome to Static Radio. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
And 8:08 now. It is Thursday. Heard from the temper trap just before this.
Yes.
The conversation. And joining us in studio right now from the Aspen Project, Clay Schroff.
Oh.
Welcome.
You made it.
First of all, it's like a ding before you get paged at a hospital.
Huh? So here's a question. Where have you been?
We've had a lot of court stuff and a lot of CYFD stuff, and I haven't got any sleep. And remember, once I was out of town.
Yeah, truth.
Talking to the mic?
Yeah.
I gotcha.
It's radio.
They
can't hear you.
They can't see you either. I guess they kind of can.
Yeah, man. So you've been...
I'm back.
Yeah.
Got a lot going on, which is very good.
Including this big old gnarly thing on your arm right now.
You know what? And we were just talking about it. I got bit by a spider yesterday. And, aches, pains, headaches, cold sweats.
Yeah.
It was pretty... But I'm all excited.
Yeah.
You know, I went to bed, took a Benadryl.
And you're like,
almost
word.
Didn't wake up. And I woke up this morning all excited like it was Christmas.
Yeah.
And no superpowers.
Oh.
So I'm feeling a little out.
Yeah. Just a really disgustingly huge spider bite.
It's pretty
You
gnarly.
Should probably go to the doctor, I'm thinking, for that.
Oh, I'd freak out the doctor.
That thing is nasty.
It is.
Did you see what kind of spider it was? Because I'm pretty sure you could probably be dying. It looks disgusting.
Poison control gave me it's probably a black widow.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no big deal.
No big deal.
No biggie.
It's already too late.
Did they really say that? That's what they said? Like, oh, it's probably a black widow.
Aches, pains, severe headaches would be from black widow.
Really?
Yeah.
Where were you that you got bit by a black widow?
You know, and I'm going to blame my lovely, Jones? Wonderful wife because she had me cleaning up the backyard.
That's good.
So, you know, for all of us guys, we should never clean up the backyard.
Why?
Because they have spiders.
Yeah.
Black widows.
They don't give you superpowers.
Yeah, they don't. They just give you really nasty, gnarly... Man, that thing looks terrible. I'm sorry.
It looks... Yeah.
I can't stop thinking about it. It's crazy. It's like something you would see on YouTube.
It's like you've been working out only your right arm.
Well, it's a little swollen. I pick up heavy things and put them down.
So Clay Schroff with us from the Aspen Project. Let's talk a little bit about this. Obviously, you've been very, very busy with CYFD and court stuff and things going on, and you guys are... rocking and rolling, and what's going on?
You know, we had a lady on with Children, Youth, and Family from up north,
mm-hmm.
and there are over 1,700 kids in the system right now that need temporary placement.
Wow.
1,700. Now, here's the cool thing. There's over 1,800 churches in the state of New Mexico.
Oh, well, there you go.
So we think we have the problem solved, but now we just need people to step up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Easy deal.
Right?
right?
Dude, we were talking to Teresa yesterday from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission, and
they do awesome stuff, don't they?
Yeah, right? APS did a new count for homeless children in their school system in the Albuquerque area, 7,000 kids.
And that's who's recorded.
And that's who's recorded in the APS system. So it's like, what is happening right now? So talking about displaced children and just... I think it's a lack of knowledge. I had no idea, to be completely honest, until you started coming in here and Teresa started coming here and we started talking about these things. I didn't realize it was that severe. I mean, that much need as far as helping out, fostering children, or even mentoring a child or getting involved in the life of a child.
Remember, we had the crisis in Valencia County, and that was just one area.
Right.
And the church stepped up. Hey, by the way, way to go, Albuquerque. Not Albuquerque, but Belen Calvary.
Yeah.
They even have the kids' pictures up in trying to promote it. But they're doing a great job. But here's the thing. It's in Albuquerque. It's in Las Lunas still. Mm-hmm. It's up there in Española. It's epidemic everywhere.
Yeah.
And I think we as a people, it's kind of like history, like you guys were talking earlier. We don't want to know the real stuff.
Right.
We want to know the warm fuzzy. You know, we don't want to go look at a homeless kid that's sitting out on the street who hasn't had a meal for 2 days, or he ate out of a garbage can last night. We don't want, as Americans, to see that.
Yeah.
But we as Christians, we're the ones that have to look at that.
Yeah.
So, and you know, our new phrase, and we got it when we went up to California to the Christian Alliance for Orphans.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the speakers there says, our job is to love the mess out of them. And I just love that.
Yeah.
Because it's true. You know, our job as Christians is to love the mess out of them. And the only way we can really do that is letting them know that they have a God that loves them.
Yeah, absolutely.
It hasn't forgot about them. And
how can people get involved?
You know, call me. We have mentorship programs, and of course, you can become a respite care provider. That's just giving temporary relief to a foster parent by taking care of a kid for 4 days, 3 nights. You can become a full-time foster parent. You know, and if God really lays it on your heart, do adoption. Bring them into a forever family so
yeah.
that they, when they're 18 and they leave your home, we call it aging out if they don't have a home, they know that they were loved and... But, you know, somebody out there, you know, start with Sunday school. If you want to make an impact on a child's life, I still have teenagers today that come up to me and go, Mr. Schroff, you remember me? I was in your Sunday school class.
Wow.
I love that.
Right.
You know, you coach.
Yeah.
You know, do you still have kids? They run up to you and call you coach.
Yeah.
That's a title you'll
coach
never
Simo!
Lose.
Coach
never.
Simo! Yeah. Yeah.
So do something that you can love the mess out of one of these kids.
Agreed. Mine was an accidental, too, because honestly, I just wanted to get my kids involved in sports, and my younger son's football team didn't have a coach, and so they asked me if I was willing to step up because I was going to be an assistant because I assisted for basketball, and that's really how it started, and I am so thankful that it happened that way, that God was, you know, and I truly believe that was all God, you know, just working, and it changed my perspective on a lot of things, and it really, it's funny because you're there to bless someone else, and really, you end up the one that learns, and I learned so much from that experience that, man, it changed a lot of things for me. And so, yeah, absolutely. I think it's vital for people to get involved.
You know, David said, I will not give the Lord anything that doesn't cost me something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but what God says is, when you're willing to do that, I will bless you abundantly. And it's not necessarily monetarily, but the blessings that come from...
Yeah.
I've never seen a missionary who truly loves the Lord and is doing it to serve the Lord not be just repaid tenfold.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Absolutely. AspenProject.org is the website if you'd like information, or of course you can call Clay directly, 410-4460. That's 410-4460. It's 8:15 now. You know what that means?
Yes.
Okay, good. Are you prepared?
I am.
All right, here it is.
First, I'm going to talk about the Bosque Fire. We have new figures overnight showing the burning fire in Corrales is at 288 acres.
Wow.
That's almost three times as more than the previous estimate. So that's
three times as
more.
Three times as more. Three
times, almost three times more.
There you go.
The fire didn't burn any structures, but they tell us that there are 40 homes are still threatened.
Okay.
Corrales Road is open in both directions. But New Mexico 313 is still closed from tramway to 550.
Wow. Okay.
So there's that. There's also road construction, closed road due to road construction on Manal at 12th. And road construction, right lane closed, Eubank and Central. So there you go.
That's your look at traffic. Traffic sponsored by Car Crafters. Car Crafters, Collision Mechanical Glass. 600 Montaño Road Northeast. Phone number is 505-881-8889. That's 505-881-8889 or carcrafters.com. And of course, Clay, Aspen Project, thanks for coming in, man.
Thanks for always having me.
Yeah, of course. Right now, we got the brand newest from POD. Song called Lost in Forever. You know, rumor has it we're going to be getting this record early.
That's cool.
I know. Keep it locked right here to Static Radio. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Some POD for you now. Static.
This is Culture Shock. For more, log on to mystaticradio.com.
Culture Shock with Angels in Airwaves. Song called The Adventure.
This is not that.
This is not that. Good morning. Dude, this fire is raging out of control.
I know.
Looking at all the stuff on the news about the new Corrales Bosque fire, and wow.
288 acres.
Yeah, 40 homes still threatened. New Mexico 313 still closed from Tramway to 550, and Corrales Road is actually open both directions right now.
Yes.
But they have also caused the city of Albuquerque to...
issue an air quality.
Yeah, air quality alert for the Albuquerque area. So, just so you guys know.
Yeah, don't worry. I smell it.
Yeah. Static, good morning.
This is Matthew from Albuquerque. I can see you on your studio cam.
Hey, Matthew from Albuquerque. That doesn't sound creepy at all.
Hey, how you doing?
Dude, we're good.
We're very good.
Hey, what up, Steve-O?
What up?
Not much. I gone to Flagstaff yesterday.
You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Wow.
In yeah, Flagstaff, I mean?
Flagstaff, Arizona. We're going to leave today. I don't know what time in the morning. This is my mom and my sister get ready.
Nice.
Hey, how you doing, Mitch?
Doing well, thank you.
Hey, is Steve-O being a good boy in there?
I don't want to answer that.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, if you're watching on the studio cam, he's doing well.
Oh, that's great.
Not causing problems.
Totally not creepy.
I know.
Yeah, I wore my Static Radio t-shirt on Sunday, and they were asking me what it was.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And I told them it's an awesome radio station at Calvary of Albuquerque.
Right on.
Very cool.
All right, Matthew, well, have a great day, man.
Okay, I hope my friend's listening down there in Albuquerque.
All right.
Thank you, Matthew.
Yeah. All right. Hey, if you'd like to be a creeper, mystaticradio.com. You can check us out.
And watch us on the studio cam.
Yeah, watch us on the studio cam.
Doesn't make me want to move out of the way at all.
Where do we go from
here? I know. Well,
I want to talk about something, actually, because we were talking earlier about this woman who rocked her GPS directly into a sand trap on a golf course.
And, following directions.
Yeah, just totally following directions and the things that happen in her car. And, yeah, unbelievable stuff. But I wanted to talk about driving. The way people drive.
Yeah?
According to a new survey, actually, driving like a jerk actually may cost you an extra $100 a month in gas.
Really?
Yeah, see?
Really?
See?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Here's the thing. How can one driver average 37 miles per gallon and get 575 miles per fill up? That's pretty good.
Yeah.
While another driver driving the same car model topped out at 21 miles per gallon and 325 miles per tank, the answer? One's a jerk.
Ah.
Sort of. But they got, according to this study in Time Magazine, actually, they got two engineers. One was the quote-unquote bad driver who sped on the highway, floored the gas, pounded on the brakes in traffic, while her counterpart demonstrated more exemplary?
Nope.
Exemplary?
I think that's right.
Exemplary.
Good job.
Really good driving habits.
Yeah.
Grammar so good. Grammar good. So apparently, much like the tortoise and the hare, the cruise control, driving the speed limit, really nice driver on the highway. Wow. Averaged 37 miles per gallon.
Okay.
Did really well.
That's really good.
At that pace, a tank of gas in the car that she was in lasted 575 miles. She could expect to pay about $1,600 per year to fuel up driving like that.
Hey.
On the other hand, Nunning, the name of the other engineer.
Oh, that's ironic.
Drove like a jerk, hammering on the brake and gas pedals, going over the speed limit. Now, here's the other thing, though. On top of that, the car's tires were underinflated by 5 pounds each. And she had stuff in the car like unnecessary... song called Monster. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm back with coffee.
Yay, Sopo.
Yes.
Hooray.
Hooray.
Hooray to Soaps.
They made great coffee.
Yeah, I ended up doing a break by myself there, Mitch.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, it's cool.
I heard you outside complaining.
You were busy...
Walking
back from the Sopo.
Yes, I was walking quickly.
Speaking of complaining, that's funny. That leads right into what I want to talk about.
Oh, good.
I want to talk about something because I was kind of shocked to hear this, but I guess I shouldn't be that surprised. Have you ever been so offended by something somebody told you that you were like, I don't want to talk to that person anymore. I'm done.
You know?
I don't ever want to speak to them again.
Yeah.
We are cutting them out of our lives, Kelly.
Yeah, but that didn't happen.
No?
No.
No?
That's mean.
Right. And then Kelly probably went, no, well, let's go talk to him. Let's pray about it.
Yeah, that's not Christ-like, see, Michelle. We need to be forgiving. And I'm like, ah, why?
Truth.
Why, husband?
According to a survey by the Pull-Ups Diaper Company, they found that 1 in 4 new moms has stopped talking to someone over something they said about their new baby.
Yeah.
True story. I'm like, wow, dude. I can't believe that. But here's the thing. I love this top 10 list. These are actually top 10 things you shouldn't say to a new mom, because apparently, like I said, 1 in 4 moms have actually stopped talking to someone because they didn't like what they had to say about their new baby. You don't have a new baby, obviously. But
no. No, but what are things that, first, without reading the list, what are things you're not looking forward to and things that Chrissy's probably hating right now?
Things that she's, here, I'll give you this because I haven't read this list yet.
Okay.
Things that Chrissy's hating right now, I'll tell you right now, number one, I'm going to be completely honest, that's exactly it.
I'm not even going to say what it is yet, but that is the one thing I'm not looking forward to when I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
Don't
touch my stomach!
Oh.
Yeah.
I like,
and that's the
cringe.
First thing people go for.
What?
I don't have to deal with, I have to be like hand blocker. You know what I mean? Like almost like step in the way, because it's weird, man. Let's be completely honest.
How do you feel about a bunch of people touching your wife's stomach?
Yeah. Right?
All the time.
That's the first place people go immediately. You're pregnant? I'm going to immediately touch you.
Like they have a connection with the child.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Staver.
I got a real question about that.
Yeah.
How does having a baby in there all of a sudden disqualify it as a place
totally.
That's not a, like, if
right.
I walked up to one of the ladies in the office and placed my hand on their belly and said, how are you today?
You would be in trouble with HR for sexual harassment, possibly.
Yeah. And I seriously.
It's a true story. That's a really valid question there,
like,
because.
I'm thinking about this happening to me right now.
Right.
Not being pregnant, you know.
What if I walked into the morning show one morning, seriously, out of the blue, and said, hey man, how you doing this morning? And put my hand on your stomach.
I'd feel uncomfortable for the rest of the day.
Right?
And I'd probably be like, what's going on?
So why do we think it's acceptable that when you're pregnant, there's a baby in there,
you
immediately
can't
it's
feel
okay?
It. You can't, I mean,
yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Like,
no. Yeah.
I'm only 4 weeks. You can't tell.
Yeah. Steamer.
Okay, like, I'm thinking there's one lady in the office that you might think, well, maybe.
For
he'd go,
you?
He'd go, yeah.
Your wife?
Yeah.
Your wife.
Yeah.
But you don't
and
even
I,
do
and
that.
I think I'd still get smacked.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I don't do that.
That
really
is
don't.
So weird.
There are times at night where, you know, we'll be on the couch, like watching ball game or something like this, and just all want to grab her tummy and talk to the baby. But that's different. You know what I mean?
That's because it's
that's
your
my
child,
baby in there. Yeah, exactly. And so I don't know. That is obviously number one on the list. I would say for my wife, as far as being pregnant and having to deal with things, that's the number one thing. Oh, you're pregnant. Oh. Let me, a little bread, a little belly. And then people talking to you like you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Like, My wife's pregnant. She's not all of a sudden 3 years old.
Oh, you're pregnant? Are you excited?
Baby talk.
It's going to be a beautiful baby boy. It's your beautiful baby.
And they're like, why are you talking to me like that?
Yeah.
I'm not four. I'm not four. And I'll be completely honest, when Jack and Luke were babies, I never talked to them like that because they're not idiots, they're babies.
Yeah.
And so I couldn't stand the baby talk. I couldn't do it. Oh, she's your little baby. Your baby. He's your cute little baby. And there's like, what? Why?
The broken English.
I don't
English.
Understand why my child isn't developing normally like all the others. Maybe it's because you're talking to them like they're an idiot. I don't know.
like English is their third language.
Right. Yeah. 505-338-3700 if you'd like to chime in. Hello.
That's Rob Kirk with a song request.
What up, man?
Hey, I want to see if you guys still have a song. I think it's called, something about House of Gold or something.
Yep, there it is. 21 Pilots, House of Gold. We will get that on for you.
Thank you.
When we're done talking about what we're talking about.
We're a little angry right now. So what are things that you remember happening when Jack and Nick were born?
Yeah, according to this new study by Pull-Ups, they said 1 in 4 new moms have actually stopped talking to a friend of theirs because they didn't like what they had to say about the new baby.
And I have a list of 10 things that you shouldn't say to a new mom.
Okay, I bet you I could come up with at least half of them. Things that have angered me in the past. The development of your child. As far as, oh, your baby's not walking yet?
Yes, that is number one.
Really?
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, that's weird. Yeah, my kid started walking and talking and reading books when he was 7 months old. Yeah, what's wrong with your kid?
That's number two.
Really?
Yeah. Let me go ahead.
Comparing your kid or what?
So number one, that their baby looks tall. Or short. Either way, new moms don't want to hear about that, how unusually sized their baby is.
Yeah, yeah.
Number two, that when your child was the same age, what they were already doing.
Right.
Whatever.
Yeah.
New moms are sensitive and wants their baby to be the center of attention.
Yeah,
of course,
of course.
Oh, how? Your baby's 6 months and not even.
Oh, wow.
Crawling?
Your baby hasn't even rolled over yet? Oh, that's weird.
It doesn't sit up?
My baby was already solving equations at 7 months. Your baby must be stupid.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. You'd be shocked how often these conversations really happen. Seriously.
Because when you have a baby in the room, usually, inevitably, the conversation ends up being about the baby.
Let me just say this one as well. One thing you never, ever, 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 ever want to tell a pregnant lady, like my wife. She hasn't gotten this one this time, but it's one that I thought of from I think it was Luke, is, wow, how far along are you?
Oh, you don't even want to mention that they're pregnant.
Right.
Like, that's not something.
So then it's like, I'm 5 months wide. Wow, you look like you're ready to burst. Look at you, big old biggin, big old big fatty McFatterson. That's what you're saying. That's actually what you're saying. So don't do that. Thankfully, like I said, it hasn't happened to Chrissy this time, but oh man, that is the absolute stupidest thing. I think we just forget. We totally like have mirror meltdown. Like we were talking about putting your hand on their stomach. Really? It's like people
it's
become
pregnant. It's like a
whole
new world.
Yeah. And they're like aliens all of a sudden. We got to talk to them like this because they're pregnant now. How fat are you?
Yeah. That is awful. Wow.
It's
you look
worst.
Like you're ready.
Yeah. Wow, dude, you could burst any day now. I'm 3 months. Oh, thank you.
3 months is so bad.
I know. No, that's not really.
That's
obviously an exaggeration, but static.
Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
You guys talking about pregnant ladies?
Yeah.
I'm a pregnant lady.
Yay! First of all, congratulations, pregnant lady, because it's pretty much the coolest thing in the universe.
It's awesome. I love it.
Yeah. But what do you, let's be honest, what do you not love right now about being pregnant?
Well, the comments about, like, the belly.
Yeah.
Like, are you carrying twins?
How many? Oh, yeah. See, that's
so is it one or two or three?
Yeah. Wow, how many you got in there?
Yeah.
How many strangers have put their hand on your stomach?
Not too many. And a lot of people I work with are really polite and they ask before they touch. So.
Oh, that's
nice.
Sounds appropriate.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Early September.
Okay, right on. Wow, so you're getting ready to burst there.
Yeah.
It's just so big.
Man.
It's so big, yeah.
Just kidding.
No, I don't even know.
So let me ask you this, because you're preggers, and let's be honest, the emotions kind of tend to run a little different when you have a child inside of you. Has there been anything so far that someone has said to you that you're just like, I don't even want to talk to that person anymore? You can
Not
be honest.
Yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay.
I'm lucky.
Yeah.
I know my sister hated the belly button comments.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that
yeah.
too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Absolutely.
Like.
I've learned to just shut up. I'm just kind of like, do you need you? Can I rub your feet? What can I do something? Do you need some water? Please don't yell at me.
Oh, yeah. You're a victim. The victim.
Such a victim. It's so hard having a person around you that's pregnant.
Yeah. I feel a little helpless sometimes.
See, oh.
You yeah, shouldn't be carrying that or doing that or eating that.
Yeah. So. Dude, you are a rock star. You're yeah. carrying a child inside of you. That's amazing.
It's awesome. So, thank you, guys.
Yeah, yeah, thanks for the call.
Have a good morning.
All right, you too.
So once again, I've never been pregnant. I'm not pregnant.
Right.
But one thing that I've watched other people is get annoyed at is, you know, so-and-so is pregnant and all of a sudden they can't do anything.
Right.
Because everybody's like, no. You need to take your 30-minute nap.
Well, I'm not going to call my wife right
okay.
now.
Okay.
Steamer!
Hey!
Hey, man.
More insight.
Huh?
More insight.
More insight.
I'm like, what's morning sight?
More insight. Do you want some?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Guys.
Yes.
Take note. Honey, do I look fat?
No.
No, well, you're pregnant. No, you're yeah. pregnant. You're carrying
See,
a
no,
child.
No.
It's beautiful.
You look like you're going to have a baby, and you're beautiful.
Ah-ha-ha.
There you go.
It's a good line right there.
That makes me feel better already, and I'm not even pregnant.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Steamer.
Why are we not calling Chrissy?
I may or may not be that husband.
You're telling her that she can't do anything? She
I
needs to take
may
a nap?
Or may not. I didn't tell her she needs to take a nap. However, like...
Whoa. You can't climb those stairs. Where's the wheelchair? Get the wheelchair!
She has a bag that, like, her laptop and her books and her everything are in. And it's, like, 19 pounds. And there's no way she should be carrying that around all the time. So, no. Like, I'll carry that in when she gets home.
That's
like, carrying
nice.
In groceries or, like... I don't want her lifting okay. our children... Obviously, because they're like 50 pounds and you're not supposed to lift heavy things.
Right.
And so when the kids are like sad or crying, I'm like, shut up! Your mom's not carrying you! I'm just kidding. You just gave me like the saddest look ever. That doesn't like, really happen. I've become both. I'm like, okay. Yeah. Okay. You're good. Now go to bed.
Okay. There's another one of you on the way.
This child that's inside is way more important than you right now. So she cannot carry you. Just kidding. Static.
Hello, it's Dahlia.
Hey!
Hello!
What up, Santa Fe?
Not much.
Yeah? How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Good.
Yes, very good.
You sound amazing. How was Hogwarts? Another year over.
It was very good, I guess.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm sorry about my co-host. I'm very sorry about him.
I just get excited when I hear people with accents, because obviously they're wizards. So
obviously.
No, it happens all the time.
Right.
What really bugs me is when I say something and people repeat it. Like, I'm like, oh, well, I really don't want to do this. And they're like, you don't want to do this.
I like how your accent just got thicker as you repeated yourself.
Yeah, because that's what they do. They like make it to like, I'm like Irish.
See, and we can't tell the difference. We're like,
I am so that culprit. I yeah. am a horrible human being.
Me too. I'm like, I have a friend. She, Rachel,
yeah.
Ray's wife. Her dad is... British, English, I don't know, uh-huh. something, he has an yeah. accent, and so she can always tell, like, what's a good accent, and I'm like, how's mine? And she's like, oh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
bad. I'm like, aw.
Anytime somebody says something cool with an accent, I always repeat it, and I'm now going to stop that, because that's awful.
It is awful.
It's awful.
That's one thing that's the worst word that you could say. It doesn't even sound good.
I'm just kidding. Oh, wow. Amazing. That's a good pet peeve that people say that drive you crazy. I like that.
Things that drive you crazy. But
can we play a song for you?
No, actually, I was
going to
say a story, kind of.
Ooh, yeah.
See, she actually called in with something.
All right, let's hear your story,
stop
then.
Stop it.
Why?
Yes?
Well, my mom, when she was pregnant, she worked at a pool, and this random lady, like, went up to her and went to her stomach and, like, poked her belly button just, like, 50 times.
Oh.
Like, that's so cute! My mom came home, she was so upset, she was so angry.
Yeah, I would be too if somebody was poking my belly button.
Like, I don't want that done if I'm not pregnant.
Yeah,
like,
I don't ever want that done, ever. Yeah.
That hurts.
Well, yeah.
It's not just because it's weird, but it really hurts a pregnant woman.
Right.
Like, have a belly. Even when you, like, touch it, my mom's like, stop it.
It's sticking out for a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. It's, you know, there's stuff in there.
Oh, thank you so much for the call.
You're welcome.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. I love her accent.
Yeah.
I am that guy. I am so that culprit. I'm starting
to
learn
awful.
Things. That's awful.
No, you can't say that word,
I
right?
Can't that
you
word?
Can't say no. that word,
okay.
right?
According to a survey, 1 in 4 moms have stopped talking to someone because they didn't like what someone had to say about their new baby, which got me to thinking about all the things people say that just annoy and or frustrate you. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Anytime somebody I hang out with has an accent and they say a line that's cool, inevitably I repeat it. I have to.
Yeah, like when the Waverly guys come around, all of a sudden you have this twang.
I repeat everything with their accent.
Yeah.
My son, Luke, has the best Matt impression
really?
Of all.
Yeah, oh,
Matt Lock
I
from Waverly.
Hear that.
He's from Mississippi. And Luke immediately goes into this, hey, man, hey. And it's hilarious.
Oh, man.
But apparently it's not, so I'm going to stop doing that. All right, we got to get to this list.
Okay.
What are the top 10 reasons new moms stop talking to their friends?
Number one, that their baby looks tall or short.
Okay.
Either way, they don't want to hear how unusually sized their baby is.
Right. Wow, your baby's got a big head.
Yeah. Wow, look at that one.
Yeah.
Look at
that
noggin.
That is a noggin of doom right there.
And then the mom, like, kind of cries a little
right.
bit.
Yeah, a little piece of her dies inside. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That when your child was the same age, what they were already doing.
Okay.
So, they, you know, wow, 6 months and they can't even sit up?
Yeah.
Huh. That's interesting.
What's wrong with your kid? Your kid can't even roll over? My dog can roll over. That would probably be not the best comparison in the world.
No.
That's probably why 1 in 4 moms have stopped talking to their friends.
Yeah. Number three, that their baby is overly energetic. It's a baby.
Right. Wow.
It'll last for like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And then they'll be asleep.
Right. You think, see,
yeah.
You're that person. Wow, your baby's got a lot of energy. Baby's totally energetic, overly energetic. You're not allowed to watch my kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't have a baby yet.
I don't yet, no.
Your children probably are overly
they
energetic
kind of
because
are, yeah.
They're you.
Right. They're a little intense, I will say that. We've lost babysitters before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nah.
I mean, truly, like, lost them. It was like, oh,
what
it was
happened?
A sad day.
You come home, where is she?
Where are they? Where did they? Yeah.
They.
They left. Okay, number four.
Their baby should be talking more by now.
Yeah, see,
oh.
I'm telling you, development. It all comes back to development. Don't ever comment on the development of another baby.
Yeah. That would make me so angry.
Yeah. Oh, really? Because when my kid was this age, she was always saying, Mama and Papa and Dada and where are we going this morning? What's up with your kid?
Full sentences.
Yeah.
Number five, their baby should be sleeping through the night by now.
Oh, dude, see? Again, I'm telling you, it's all about
the development. I don't sleep through the night right now.
It's all coming back to development. You don't sleep through the night now? You need some milk?
Probably.
You need
no.
a baba? Yeah. 1 in 4 new moms apparently stopped talking to their friends over things that their friends have said about their baby. I love these so far.
Number six, this is advice, not to give them a pacifier.
That's good advice, bro, because then your kid looks like this all the time. If you give your kid a pacifier, then they have funky teeth.
You're that child.
I'm that person.
I mean person.
Yeah, I am that person. Because my kids did not have pacifiers or anything like that.
No passies?
No, bro. Are you kidding me?
Why?
Because.
Not even when they're like 5 months old?
Maybe before they have teeth. But once your kid starts... But here's the thing.
That's a parenting thing.
If they suck on things that young, then they're going to keep at it. My little sister, she has... Well, she obviously has two thumbs.
She has two thumbs. What?
Yeah,
no.
Right? One of her thumbs, it's like this. All right?
Really?
Yeah, you can't see this. Webcam maybe can see it. But if she gives you the double thumbs up, one of her thumbs is clearly smaller than the other one because she sucked on her thumb.
Really?
Yeah, she was the only one.
That is
and
so
And she's
weird.
Also the only one in the family that had to get braces.
Oh, yeah. I had jacked teeth.
Just saying.
I really did.
I didn't have braces. My brother didn't have braces. Baby sister who sucked on her thumb till she was 17 had braces. Maybe not 17. She was more like 3. She's going to murder me later. So if I'm in the news later, this is why.
Yeah.
You now know why.
So
this is called foreshadowing my death.
Yeah. Good. So number 6, don't give him a pacifier.
Don't give him a pacifier!
I can't believe you're doing that.
Yeah.
Really? Do you know what problems that'll cause later on?
Pull it out of their mouth.
No!
I'm just kidding.
No, although, this is a whole parenting thing, and I'm not a parent, but I know that I'd take that away at like 1.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
When the bottle's done, pacifier's done.
I kind of am that parent. I'm this parent, because when I see like 3-year-olds running around with little sippy cups still, I'm like,
they can drink out of a regular
cup. Your cat's not drinking out of a regular cup yet, bro? Are you still? Okay. That's cool.
Yeah.
My kid's drinking out of a regular cup.
Yeah,
I'm that parent.
Yeah, maybe you are.
Crap. I got to change my ways.
Number 7, that their baby doesn't eat very well.
Mm-mm.
Like, are you kidding me?
See? Yeah. Most of these I'm in agreement with the mom over.
Yeah. Number 8, that they should be walking by now.
See, it's all development. Every single one of these is the development of your child.
Next is crawling. They should be crawling by now. Number 10, that they should have been given. They should have given up their pacifier by now.
So 8 out of 10, I totally agree with. They should have. Shouldn't be sucking on a pacifier. Stupid.
Oh, of course. Of course. No. This is all parenting, and I'm not a parent.
It's true though.
But. I did take lots of classes in early childhood development.
Oh, so you totally know everything.
So I'm like,
when
I become a parent, I will automatically be the perfect parent.
That's why when your friends have children, they don't talk to you anymore because you're that person who's never had a child and yet knows everything about children.
So weird that I took the classes.
Right? I got to be honest, I kind of am that parent at sometimes because it's like, hello, I'm on baby 3, so obviously I know everything about children.
You became like English Valley Girl.
Yeah.
Now.
I really did. Facebook.com/MySaticRadio if you'd like to chime in. What are some things that drive you crazy? People have told you, maybe according to this survey, 1 in 4 new moms have actually stopped talking to someone they know because they didn't like what that person had to say about their new baby. Have you ever done this? I don't know that I've ever actually shunned anybody, like to the point where it's like, we're not talking to them anymore. I cannot believe they actually said that.
You're just angry and then you get your revenge through sarcasm later on.
Yeah. You kind of nailed that one. That's true.
Yeah. On Facebook, Steve says, I have a friend that asked a woman when she was due. She wasn't. That is the worst. You never ask someone if they're pregnant.
Yeah, I don't.
I told someone. Someone here on campus, she was pregnant. She had a baby. Beautiful child. But I didn't know that she was pregnant. And so I just didn't ask. I kept my mouth shut until it was like, here's a picture of our ultrasound. I'm like, oh, good.
Woo! Yeah.
You're pregnant.
Okay.
You're not just gaining weight.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know.
Yeah.
Like, they were close.
It's so awkward.
Hit it really well.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it's awkward. Don't even talk if you don't know. Or if you can't find out from someone else, like a third party.
Truth.
And I couldn't. Caitlin says, someone said that my son's name was mostly a good name.
Oh, dude.
Story of your life, Steve-O.
Yeah. This is why we're not talking about kid names. Like, why I won't go into it, except for the fact that I've totally talked about it, and I want him to be Brody.
That's not going to happen.
It's going to happen. It's totally going to happen.
Okay.
Maybe not. It's probably not going to happen.
Okay.
It would be amazing to have a dude named Brody.
Okay.
How could you ever be mad at Brody?
No.
Everybody would be Brody's best friend because his name is Brody.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying. I like the name. Yeah. I'm not disagreeing with you.
I know. Just saying.
Rachel on Facebook says, I was talking in general one day about bratty children being a result of parents that are too easy on their kids. My aunt, who lets their children get away with almost anything, was offended and said it's no one's fault if her children forget to be polite.
Wow.
That's quoted. She hasn't spoken to me since, but I also don't take back my words.
Never take back your words, Rachel. It's true. There's way too many kids who need to get spanked.
Yeah, I can't take it when there's that kid or children running around being crazy, throwing around. If they're in a person's house, throwing pillows.
Yeah, and there's a difference between children acting like children. You know, kids are going to be kids and be kind of crazy and run around and stuff.
Throwing stuff?
No, I know. Exactly. Being disrespectful, being rebellious, that's, man.
Yeah. And unfortunately, that doesn't end at childhood if it's there. It goes into middle school, into high school, and I see it in high school all the time.
Yeah. Because at first, it's not their fault because they're just kids. Let them just be totally disrespectful. And destroy everything, and then when they're in middle school, it's like, oh, it's not their fault because of they're dealing with this in school and life lessons.
And then high school, where did I go wrong?
I know, right?
But it's
never their fault.
No.
Oh, they're such perfect little children.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. No, it's not.
No.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or, of course, 505-338-3700 if you'd like to chime in on the conversation. Got some Josh Garrels for you right now.
Good stuff.
Love this song.
Yeah.
The Rabbit and the Bear. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Good morrow.
Oh. That threw me off.
Did I just ruin it?
Yeah. Good morning.
Huh? Did I just ruin it? Huh?
Say it again.
Did I just ruin it?
Good job. You have weird words.
Yeah, we were talking off air, and I said ruined it.
No.
You ruined it.
Say it again.
You ruined it.
No, I ruined.
A ruin is in...
Ruined.
Like the pyramids are ruins.
It's like a diphthong. That's what... It's ruined.
You ruined it.
U-I. Ruined.
I can't say it. I'm sorry.
Ruined.
You ruined it.
On Tuesday. Tuesday. On Tuesday.
I got another word like that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you say, Stever?
No, another word that drives me crazy like that.
Another word that I say that drives you crazy?
People say.
Okay.
They say strength.
Strength?
Strength?
Strength.
Strength.
But they say
strength in numbers.
Thanks.
Thanks. You say thanks.
I say thanks.
Welcome to the show, by the way. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Yeah, and we've been talking about... Well, we were talking about things that drive us crazy because according to the survey, moms actually... One in four moms will stop talking to a friend over something they said about their baby. And it got onto this whole conversation of, you know, things. Maybe baby etiquette or pregnant etiquette. Predicate.
Predicate.
Static it. Hello.
Yo.
What's
up, Static?
Oh, you know, just chilling.
Hey, real quick about the baby thing.
Yeah.
I am a father.
Congratulations.
And one thing. Why? Thank you. One thing that one of my buddies said to me. I guess something. Really got to know the person in order to say this, and with humor. If you will, be real careful. but anyways, my name is Jeff. My baby boy, his name is Jacob.
Okay.
So I went up to the shop and I was talking to my buddies. And one of my buddies asks, hey, what's your kid's name? I said, oh, it's Jacob. And he was like, oh, that's so cool. You named him after the father. Like, oh, burn. But it's funny.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, no, that is pretty witty.
That's great.
That's great. But again, you can't do that to
everyone.
See, I'm the uncomfortable friend who does that. We were at a kid's birthday party this last weekend, and I could tell I made somebody uncomfortable because I was just being me. And my friend's a hairdresser, and he's married with children.
Yeah.
However, he's a hairdresser.
Right.
And so turns out I was totally being funny about my friend in front of my friend, and I was also being introduced to this new person who I'd never met, who was a hairdresser.
So, oh,
it was one of those foot and mouth, wife slapping me, like, shut up moments, but I just was like, I can't apologize, it's who I am.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Don't
so, they'll get over it.
Of
so.
Course.
Or
of
they'll
course.
Hate me for life, in which case I won't care.
Yeah.
So, thanks for the call, man.
Hey, right on. Hey, can I make a request?
Absolutely.
Right on. Either Micah Talks, please, or Paper Route, Better Life.
I will play Micah Talks since you said please.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. All right.
This is a knee slapper.
All right, get out of here. All right, thanks, man.
Get out of here. That's probably the funniest thing you've said all morning. Get out of here.
Get out of here, you. Oh, man.
Oh, so a survey by the Pull-Ups Diaper Company.
Yep.
Saying about
1 in 4.
Yeah, 1 in 4 women stop talking to someone because they don't like what they said about their child.
Yeah, which turned into just things people have said that annoy you to death. But 505-338-3700, who has ruined your life with words that they've said?
You just ruined my life.
I just ruined everything.
Ruined.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Of course, 505-338-3700, the phone number. My wife is calling me on my cell phone.
You should answer
it. I'm going to. Hello? Hello?
I don't think
she hung up. I think she was probably listening and said, oh, they're on the air. Right. That's probably not. Here, let's see. It's obviously very important to call during the
there's
show.
There's a message.
I'm calling her.
Okay.
Because obviously it's of utmost importance.
Yeah.
It's urgent.
That was a call me. Don't answer your phone. Call me.
I've done this pretty much every day for the last, I can't even count how many years now. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to my job.
What's up?
What do you mean?
You just called me.
I did. Oh, I called you.
Yeah, your cell phone.
I didn't call you.
Your cell phone just called me.
Oh, you know what?
Huh?
Did you call Daddy? Oh, here.
Speak for yourself. Hey, Daddy.
Hey, kiddo. You're on the radio.
I am.
Keep it clean.
Okay. Wait. I'm on the radio?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you're on the radio, son.
Woo!
He obviously doesn't get on the radio that often. What are you doing?
I'm still in school.
You're still in school? Why are you calling then?
I don't know. I just wanted to call.
Hi.
Hi.
You having a good day?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. Hi, Michelle.
Hi. Hi.
That's really what he wanted to do.
This is Jack.
No.
This is Luke?
No, it's Jack.
This is Jack?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's me.
Hi, Jack.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. Having a grand day?
Yeah. Whatever.
Whatever
that means.
Grand.
Oh. It means fantastic, fabulous. What do you learn in school?
I'm not in school right now, though.
Ah, okay. Truth.
Good.
So once school's over, all knowledge just falls out of your brain.
I did not get that at all.
Oh, okay. He usually, if he doesn't get a joke at the end of the day, he'll be like, okay, so there's this commercial and you laughed at it. Why? Why is that funny?
Really?
Yeah. And I'll explain why it's funny and then, okay.
I love that.
He's writing jokes and stuff. I love it. All right, kiddo, we got to go.
Okay.
I love you, son.
I love you, too.
All right. Have a great day.
You, too.
All right. Bye.
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 Oh, the love boat. My son is 8 years old and for some reason has a crazy crush on you and it drives me insane. It's so weird to me. I'm like, how has this happened? How's my son?
Think it is wonderful.
I thought I raised him better than that.
Oh,
but
you're so rude.
He's 8 years old.
I will never speak to you again.
Because of something I said?
Yeah.
I like what you did there. Static.
Hey, I was wondering if you guys can play some Disciple.
Ooh, yeah, we can get some Disciple.
Not any Disciple, but like Not Rotten by God or something.
Is this
old
Joshua?
School, like, yeah. I saw the. Was that you, Josh, on Facebook?
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
You're like, hey, if they don't
cover your grounds,
yeah, I know, right? I'm gonna post this on Facebook. I'm also gonna call, make sure they get my request.
Why don't you send an email to studio@mysaticradio.com?
Yeah, there you go. All right, man. We'll get that on for you.
There you go.
505-338-3700, the phone number. We got a few, actually, to get to.
We do.
As far as requests go. We'll play them. Why not? But we've been talking about crazy things people say. And according to the survey, 1 in 4 moms have actually stopped talking to friends because of something stupid a friend has said to them. So
yeah, it's looking like what's winning is what stupid things people say while other people are pregnant.
Right.
And
right.
So Joshua says, so when my brother was a baby, he was spoiled rotten from our...
Soundgarden.
This is Culture Shock.
And Culture
For more,
Shock.
Log on to mystaticradio.com.
What he said.
Forgot about that guy. Oh. Forgot he said that stuff at the end. That guy right there. That would be Soundgarden. Live to Rise. And it is a Culture Shock right here on Static Radio. 9:46 now. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
Yes, wrapping this up.
Yeah, wrapping up the big show today. That was fun. I had a blast.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah, if you miss part of the show, mystaticradio.com/mornings, you can podcast us.
Yes.
And lastly, we were talking about moms. 1 in 4 moms have actually disowned friends because of something they have said about their baby boy.
Yeah.
So
that either that their baby is too tall or too short, that they should be walking by now, yeah. Or why do they still have a pacifier? Or when my baby was that age, he was already doing this.
So it got to be a super fun time of complaining about stupid things your friends have said or stupid things you have said to your friends. Facebook.com/mystaticradio, you can read them. Poor Chris.
Yeah, Chris says, saw someone I haven't seen in a long time and went up to her and said, hi, and then said, wow, you must be close to your due date, huh? Her answer after a long pause was, I had my son 6 months ago.
Oh. So painful.
I want to crawl in a corner and die.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh.
So uncomfortable, but yeah. Thank you, Chris.
Oh, well, you look great. Yeah. You look great. How do you recover from that? You can't. Now that you say that, I can totally tell.
Right. There's no recovery from that.
No.
It's just like, I just basically called you fat, and I'm sorry.
Oh, having another?
Wow, I didn't realize you can get re-pregnant so quickly after having a baby.
Re-pregnant? That's...
No.
Re-pregnant?
I don't know. I'm uncomfortable and it's awkward. That's what I would say. I don't know what I would say in that situation.
I hope you would say that.
Yeah, that would be hilariously awful.
Yeah.
So
today's show about getting re-pregnant.
Oh, man. All right. That's it for us. We are out. Adri up next. And of course, as I said, you can podcast us at mystaticradio.com/mornings. And we're out.
Yes.
We'll see you guys manana. Tomorrow's Friday. Yeah,
we made it. That's what, week 4?
So glad we made it. Yeah, we got a bunch of stuff to give away tomorrow, including brand new copies of Children 18-3's new record, On the Run.
And it's Comic Book Friday.
Yeah, it is. Free Comics Friday. We've got a stack.
Free Comics Friday.
And we're going to be talking with Yo tomorrow because Astonishing X-Men number 51 came out yesterday. It is a huge deal. The first gay marriage in comics, seriously, to X-Men. Yeah.
So cool.
Is that ironical? There's two dudes getting married and they're X-Men. Thank you! Where's my rib shot?
And that is tomorrow!
And those are the kind of jokes you can expect from this show.
Good.
I apologize already to everyone I've offended. Not really.
I don't apologize. And I don't apologize
It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
We'll see you guys manana.
Peace.